Welcome. You're listening to Catch the Flavor here on Radio Regent. We have a lot of things for you, but just chill because we will come back right after our musical break at another edition of Catch the Flavor Youth Radio here on Radio Regent. For this show, we have this amazing, talented, super cool Stephine Batiste. And let me tell you about the awesome thing that she's done. Stephine is a skater. She's one of those ladies who will ride the ramps, fly in the air, and do amazing tricks on her skateboard. She grew up with a love of skateboarding, learning with her brothers, but found when she went to skate parks, there were barely any girls around. So she did something about creating the amazing Babes Brigade, a network of female skateboarders that skate together and play together. They participate in competitions, have classes for skateboarding, and tons of other fun stuff. So today, we are going to chat with Stephanie about the amazing group she made, just to let us know what's going on in the skateboard scene for the girls' side. Welcome.
Hi.
So first off, in your own words, can you tell us what exactly Babes Brigade is?
Yeah, so Babes Brigade basically started out as just like a group, like meetup for the community to come out for girls specifically. So it started as that, and then very quickly it got a lot of traction, mm-hmm. and it started to grow. And then I started to offer lessons. I also had a clothing company previous,
yeah.
So I was kind of sad to let it go because like Babes Brigade was taking center stage very quickly. It was getting like a lot of like media exposure and stuff. So it was really good. So I put that aside and then just focused fully on Babes Brigade. So, it's a lot of different things. It's casting and we want to open up a shop very soon. We did like a fundraiser to help us with funds for that. Mm-hmm. But it's all to sort of just have a platform for girls who skate all around Toronto and Canada to showcase their skills.
Mm-hmm. So where did the feeling of skateboarding originate for you? What were your first memories of skateboarding that made you stick to it?
So it's funny because like when I tell people I have three brothers, mm-hmm. they always assume that at least one of them skates.
Yeah.
But that's actually not the case at all. I had one brother whose friend gave him a skateboard, mm-hmm. and it was sitting in our garage for like ever. And then I just sort of was bored, like 13 years old, picked it up and I was like playing around with it in the garage. And I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. And to be honest, I feel like one of the things that drew me to it was like I was always like kind of like a loner, really, you know, mm-hmm. the tomboy, three brothers, not a lot of girlfriends,
yeah.
Kind of outcast type girl. I liked that it was like not like a team sport, you know, mm-hmm. There was no pressure on me. It was just totally like me and my board. It was very like the most independent sport you could find as far as I was concerned. So originally that's what drew me to it, which is funny now that it's such a like social community thing. It's like funny. So, yeah.
So when was your first serious wipeout? How'd that feel and how did you get the courage to get back on your board?
Yeah, so that's something actually I bring up a lot because, you know, everyone wants to get into skating.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, after that first fall, like you said, you're either going to get back up and continue doing it and go back next week and, you know, or you're not. So, yeah, for me, I think, like, I've been lucky. I have never broken anything.
Yeah.
But I am definitely more of the safety type person because I'm a bit older, too. But my worst fall was definitely skating a curb. Mm-hmm. They call them slappies. So you, like, ollie onto a curb.
Yeah.
And I fell. I slipped out because someone had waxed it.
Oh.
So if you're – okay, so skating 101 and park etiquette. If you're, like, don't wax curbs or like, ledges and boxes unless, like, you know, hopefully people are aware. Because, yeah, you go and you ride it and then you don't realize it's so slippery. So I slipped out. Fell back on my tailbone,
ooh.
Right on the edge of a curb, and I couldn't walk. I was like,
oh my God.
Very confused, and yeah, that was definitely my worst fall because of like the situation as well.
Yeah.
Like tailbone is like terrible, but like a lot of the other girls, especially on the team, mm-hmm. they're hurting their ankles and stuff all the time, and they're just like going through it. So they're a lot tougher than I am, but mm-hmm. that was definitely my worst fall.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to skateboard anymore.
Not going to scare anyone, but, you know.
So why did you think having an all-girls team of skateboarders is important to have? Why not just mix and mingle with all genders?
Yeah, so like my experience, you know, again, three brothers thing, and then I moved downtown when I was like 21. I'm 31 now, so it's been like 10 years downtown. And I was skating at a park called Dunbat, which is Dundas and Bathurst. Mm-hmm. And I just found that I was always the only girl. And then like, and not that that was like uncomfortable for me, and it can be for other people, but again, yeah. I have like that comfortability with guys and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, it wasn't so much that it was uncomfortable as much as it was that I missed kind of like skating with girls. And I didn't really realize beforehand, because I would like girls would come by, come through the park mm-hmm. or different parks downtown, but they'd always be from like BC or, yeah. you know, visiting from the States or whatever. It was never people that were actually here. And then I started over the past like 3 years. So I'm like a little less than 3 years in now. Mm-hmm. I started to meet more girls at the park and they actually lived here. Yeah. And I was like, whoa. And then, you know, they just started piling up pretty quickly. And mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I never really put too much thought into this whole thing, to be honest. I was just like, back in the day, I was always like, oh, it'd be really cool to have like a girl gang of like skaters, like yeah. denim studded vests, you know, like yeah. just in my head. And then I was like, hey, why don't I just like put it on Facebook? Mm-hmm. And because I was already doing that, like yeah. on my personal account, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to Dumbat to skate today if anyone wants to come. Anybody. It wasn't specifically girls. It was anyone, because I always just wanted to like, you know, connect with people anyways. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I'll just do a Facebook group and be like, hey, if girls, any girls, if you want to come out and skate, this is where we'll be.
Yeah.
And then they started coming out like more than I had any idea even existed. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's basically how it started. It's just kind of like domino effect. Even yeah. still to this day, it's still just dominoing. I'm like, wow, I had no idea. So many people noticed it, you know, mm-hmm. outside of Canada too. Or that, you know, we have girls come from like as far as North Bay. It's like mm-hmm. almost 4 hours away.
Yeah.
And two of the, one of the girls on the team, well, two on the team technically are from there. Yeah. One girl still lives there and still mm-hmm. commutes all that way. So wow. yeah, it's like we're connecting from like all over, right. not even just the downtown yeah. core. Yeah.
So a little related, you mentioned this group carries a safe space for girls. Mm-hmm. Since having the group, have you noticed a change in Toronto skateboard culture?
Yeah, see, I don't want to be too, like, egotistical and be like, yeah, there's so many more girls out because of me now, you know? Yeah. But, like, it's more like what people tell me. Mm-hmm. And you can see it, for sure. It is visible. You see more girls at the park. Or, you know, for example, when we go on skate trips, mm-hmm. We went to Huntsville, which is, like, up north.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't doubt that there's not a ton of people there all the time, but mm-hmm. we rolled up 12 girls, and there was one guy there, and he looked terrified. Like, petrified. Like, and also, never see that before in yeah. his life, you know? So even when we're traveling as a pack, like mm-hmm. it's one thing to see like one girl skating.
Yeah.
Still rare, but you do see it. To see like 10 plus girls all mm-hmm. skating together, having the time of our lives, just like yelling and like, you know, yeah. like just vibing off of each other. That's something I've never seen mm-hmm. outside of that. And yeah, so those changes are happening and people are noticing because the energy's there. And then again, yeah, the whole point of Babes Brigade is to showcase these girls. So mm-hmm. the more like followers I'm getting on Instagram and Facebook, the more people like going to the website and stuff, the more people that are exposed to that. And
yeah.
definitely they'll see that right away.
So how has an all girls group changed the way? Oh, sorry. Oh yeah. How has all an all girls group changed the way in which you personally and any other babe has navigated the skateboard scene?
Well, the back to the support
yeah.
system thing, it's more comfortable when you know that, hey, there's going to be a bunch of girls here already.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as like navigating, I feel like, you know, I've met quite a few girls who first came out for the first time mm-hmm. and have not stopped coming out,
yeah.
you know, and they don't have to tell me like, you know, you're a big part of like why I keep coming out, but mm-hmm. it's evident, you know, it's like, it's easier to get involved in the scene when at least there's somebody that's there that like, okay, mm-hmm. this is how you can get into it, you know, and it starts with a meetup. Or a lesson.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they meet other people and then those people might reach out to them to do other things. Mm-hmm. So like the community itself is like, it's big, but it's also very small.
Yeah.
And once you get involved, if you really want to be involved, then a ton of opportunities will start trickling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you also have a women's skate contest 4 times a year. What's the vibe of these competitions like? And how is it different from other competitions that are not all women?
Yeah, so, well, to be honest, from my perspective, I don't know who's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, where you have a huge skate scene of dudes, and there's some that are going to skate vert, which is like transition, like mini ramps and stuff. You have some skating flat ground, some doing technical tricks, et cetera, et cetera. And you know that you're going to get like 100 dudes coming out to skate.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, it's growing, but there's still a small amount of girls that can say, do this specific style. Yeah. That's, you know, so that's going to take time. So before an event or before a contest, girls will ask me, oh, what tricks are we going to do? Or like, where, like, where's the competition going to be? Like, what obstacles? And then my answer is always, I have kind of have to see who shows up. So if we get a lot of girls that can skate transition, mini ramps and stuff, then it's going to be a mini ramp contest, you know, plus the ledge, plus this, you know, so it really depends. So it's interesting for me because it's always different. Yeah. I'm always on my toes. I can never really fully plan. And the best advice I ever got from somebody once, I wish I could remember who it was, but they said, you know, contests are like organized chaos, you know, and it is like, you don't really know what's going to happen, who's going to show up, or, you know, what obstacles you can do tricks on. But at the end of the day, you just work with what you got. And yeah, the hype is real. Like, you know, so many girls, if not most of them, have never been to an all girls skate contest. You know, we're all like encouraging each other. We're all so excited. We've never seen girls skate as good as that. So yeah. It's awesome.
It sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's very different for sure, because it is like new, something nobody's ever seen before. So,
So you have Babe Skate Jam lessons, which can girls expect in learning to skateboard? What are some of the fundamentals you teach?
So there's the basics. Like if you've never skated before, it's always foot positioning. Something people like until someone shows you where to put your feet or how to stand.
Yeah.
Or if you're goofy or regular when you skate. It can be quite difficult trying to figure that out on your own. But with lessons, it's like foot placement and then it's turning. Mm-hmm. So foot on the tail, you know, how to put your weight in order to turn. How your shoulders are a big part of turning as well. Then from there, we go to the mini ramp. So, which is usually pretty intimidating. If someone's just learning to step on a board, I'm like, all right, half an hour in, I'm like, we're going to the mini ramp. Because transition is completely different. Same thing, pushing, getting comfortable with transition and turning. So, yeah, if you're just starting out, we're like, we're literally holding your hand, you know, so you're comfortable. There's no like hardcore pressure or pushing somebody out of their comfort zone. Like that comes over time. So, yeah. And then if you're a little bit more advanced, then we take it to the next step if it's like learning to drop in, you know. So we actually, when I start the event, I see who shows up, like I said, figure out age groups and then also experience. And then we organize the different groups based off of that.
Yeah. So there's a ton of pictures on the website for Babes Brigade of a group of you ladies at so many different events. How is it everything coordinated between everyone to make it all happen? What kind of methods of communication do you use to get the message out there and get people rallied to these skateboarding events?
So I have my team of girls, which is now 9 as of today. Shout out to Sophie Grant and Emily Grinton, the newest ones.
I saw that.
I saw that on the website. So basically, I have my team members and then I have a creative team and that includes the photographers, Stella Grobe, Chantel Garcia. They've been, shooting with us for a long time. So the photos, the videos, those are a huge part of what I do of getting, you know, the word out, promotional advertising. So those girls are huge. Black Umbrella Photography, Rebecca and Johnny, they're a married couple who both take photos. They also help out with that. So they're all part of this team that makes things go round. Now, I basically, like, as like the founder and business owner, I put a lot of money into it and a lot of effort and time. And so I have no problem with facilitating everything, you know, in regards to social media, you know, the placement of the photos on the website. I do the website and Instagram, social media. Now, my background is fashion and graphic design. I went to school for both of those things, so and business. And so my experience in education kind of put me in that role to kind of facilitate things. And then photographers, videographers are a huge part of it. The girls, every girl on the skate team comes and helps teach. So they're instructors, they're promoting the brand. And so, yeah, it's really like a whole community of people. And I use like things like WhatsApp. Emails, and those are like the, with the key people that help the group going. And then in regards to the general public, it's Instagram, Facebook, and website.
So any advice on skateboard equipment, best wheels, type of boards to get, etc.? What places brands would you suggest?
So I wouldn't say brand so much because like I feel people are very specific to what they're comfortable with.
Yeah.
But that takes years to get to that point where you're like, oh, I really like this brand of like boards or wheels or, you know, you really got to like take the time to test them out. But, you know, really for a girl, like a female, like I'm 5'6", you know, 7.75 to like an 8.1, 8.3 is a good size board. And it also depends on what you want to do with it. Like transition skating, skating mini ramps and stuff, you require a wider board. It's more comfortable when you're skating. Some people like a smaller board for like, for street skating or flat ground skating, more technical tricks, stuff like that. But like, general rule of thumb, almost everyone can skate an 8, you know. There's a lot of awesome skate shops downtown. There's a Drift, which is on Spadina. There's So Hip It Hurts on Queen Street West. Hammer Skate Park in the East End. Or, sorry, Skate Shop. They're all, like, the three top that I would, like, go to because I have a huge selection of clothing, equipment, boards, wheels. And of course, like Bones wheels are the best usually in my personal taste, but yeah.
So what's the best part of having Babes Brigade for you?
Well, for me, like, again, back to the whole three brothers, tomboy thing. I grew up with basically no girlfriends. That's my background. Like I never in a million years would have thought that I would start a girl's like anything and let alone have as many girlfriends as I have now. You know, it's like absolutely amazing. Like life is a trip. Like, for me, it does a lot, you know, like I have amazing people writing me all the time and telling me like awesome, encouraging things about like what I do for them or their daughters or, you know, how it's affected them. And like those things besides like the business side of it, you know, like I have a passion for the creative, but like the community part of it, the feeling like needed, you know, that is like, I can't even put that into words. Like I really can't. It's like, it doesn't matter if I can't really make a lot of money off of this. It's like, I'm just trying to survive because I want to do this for a living. So that's where money comes into play. It's like, you're doing something that's involved in the community and it, you're giving back and the community's giving back to you. But in order to make this my full-time gig, I have to make some money. So that's where like, that's where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to make it a business because this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. Simple as that.
So we're running out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we leave?
Well, if anyone is interested in coming to any of our Babes Brigade meetups, they're 19 plus if they're weekly meetups, which we do once a week. They're at different skate parks around the city. And all you have to do is go to babesbrigade.ca or you can follow at babes_brigade on Instagram, or you can find us Babes Brigade on Facebook. So we always post where our meetups are. We have an event coming up April 22nd at Skate Loft. It's Babe Skate Jam 5. So we'll have girls lessons from ages 4 to 17, women's lessons 17 plus. And we're also going to do like a game of skate at the end. It's going to be sponsored by Vans. So yeah, just follow us and you'll be up to date with everything.
For sure. I'm totally going in a
minute. Yay!
I'm so serious.
Awesome.
So, all right. That's all the time we have for the show. I really want to thank our guest, Stephanie, for being on the air and for being so amazingly excited to chat with us. We really appreciate your time and your energy. So thank you so much.
Thank you.